John chapter number 4. John chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible says, "And the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto him, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled they talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said his disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto him, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labor that ye entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on come see a man. Come see a man. As we look at this and we see, you know the story of the woman at the well. And Jesus was there, and he had been talking to the Pharisees, and he had been doing all these things, and he bypasses Jerusalem, and he comes out of Judea, and he heads up towards Galilee. But he says, I must needs, verse number 4, go through Samaria. As Jesus was going up through there, and he left out of Judea, and he started up to Galilee, He deviated from the path just a little bit, and he told the disciples, he said, I've got to go through Samaria. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ come through my Samaria one night in March 1976. He come to where I was, praise God, and ministered to my heart. I was that woman at the well. I was that person that needed a touch of God. I was that person that was seeking and coming. I was that person that was thirsty and couldn't be satisfied. But I thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ come through that day, come through that night, and he come through for me. Now the Bible says, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, verse number 6, being wearied of his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. So we see that it's high noon. Jesus makes it into Samaria and said that he is wearied from the journey. I got to thinking about that out there the other evening. I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and the example that he give us. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was 100% man and he was 100% God. But the 100% man, he would go up at the evening, and he would pray to his Heavenly Father, and he'd get up early, Brother Bill, the morning, and he'd go up on the mount and he'd pray to his Heavenly Father. He had a close connection with his Heavenly Father. Jesus is our example. And praise God, I believe we ought to try to have a close relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. I believe we ought to try to seek His face as many times a day that we can. A lot of times, praise God, I know we're busy people. And Daniel said we're running to and fro in these last days, which we are. But I'm telling you, I'm glad the Lord's fixed it up that we can call upon the Lord anywhere you are, no matter what you're doing. You can talk to the Lord. And a lot of times during the day you get to somewhere along, praise God, and you can just say, Lord, I just had you on my heart, and I just want to say, Lord, I love you, and I just thank you for your presence. I thank you for being with me where I am. I thank you for your leadership and your guidance. I thank you for your love and your care. I thank you for your compassion, praise God, you show forth to me. I thank you for the help that you give me, Lord. I know I can't do nothing without you. I need you in every aspect of my life. And God, I ask you that you touch me and help me day by day to strengthen my walk with you, to make me stronger for you, praise God, that you might get glory out of my life. Amen, praise God. I believe that's all God asks of us. If we'd pray that prayer, if we'd seek His face, praise God, every time we thank Him, if we'd just praise Him and give Him glory, I tell you, it won't be long you get excited within yourself. Something will turn on, praise God. The light will come on. The fire will be kindled. Praise God, next thing you know, you'll get the can't help it and you won't care. Praise the Lord, you get the bragging on the Lord, you get talking about how good He's been. Amen. And I tell you, you can even get with old lost sinners and get the bragging on. And I get, praise the Lord, their eyes will get real big. Amen. Praise God, their eyes get real big and they'll look at you real funny. But I'm telling you what, that's catching. Amen. When you get excited about the Lord, praise God, when you realize who He is and what He's got to offer, praise the Lord, and you start laying it out there, praise God, and folks that's lost and undone, that they've never knew the Lord Jesus Christ, that they've never partaken of the good things of God. I tell you what a sad state of affairs that is. But when you get to knowing Him and the free pardon of sin, and He begins to touch in your heart, and praise God, out of your heart, come those living waters, those wells rushing up, and you get to praising and magnifying and giving Him glory for everything that He's done and everything that He's doing and everything that He's going to do, praise God. You get excited inside yourself, praise God, and you can't contain it no more. Right. Amen. And you don't even try. You just get to praising God. Amen. And next thing you know, if you ain't careful, there'll be two or three that'll join in with you. Then it gets on. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, we begin to get excited about the things of God. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said He comes up there to Jacob's well. Now Jacob's well was at Sychar. That's where it was at. That's where Jacob first come. Praise God, that's where Abram first come. When he come up into the land, he was heading into Canaan. After he left Haran, heading into Canaan, he stopped at Jacob's well. He stopped here at Sychar. Praise God, that's where he made his first appearance before God. God's appearance before him. And that's where God would appear before him, and He would give him the patriarch Abraham, and He would give them the promise of a land. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a special place in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is where Abraham would build the first altar. Amen. Unto the Lord. He would raise up an altar. Praise God. You can see it in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. He had built up an altar to the Lord there at Sychar. Praise God, where God would appear to him and speak to him and let him know, praise God, He loved him and he had found favor in the eyes of God. And God said, listen, if you just want to look around here, Abram, I've got a land and a promise I want to give you. I want to go over here, lose somebody, or just jump up and take a spell. I think God got the same thing for you tonight. And for me tonight, He's got a land for you, and He's got a promise. Praise be to God, those of us that'll come to the land, praise God, come to the Lord, we'll receive the promise. Amen. But praise God, I won't say you got to receive the promise so you can come to the land and receive what God's got for you. The promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. The Bible said that woman of Samaria, there cometh a woman from Samaria to draw water at the well. Jesus saith unto her, verse number 7, give me to drink. Amen. Can you imagine that Samaritan woman? They had no dealings with the Jews. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. They considered them half-breeds. They considered, I'll just tell you what they considered. They considered them heathens. Amen. And said, his disciples had gone away to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it thou, being a Jew? How did she know he was a Jew? Because the ways the Jews would dress. See, the Jews dressed in a special way. They wore a special robes with special tassels on them that verified to the world that they was a Jew. Amen. They wanted the whole world to know, praise God, that they were a Jew. They wanted to be identified as a Jew. Amen. But they wasn't ashamed of it. Hello? They wasn't ashamed of their heritage. They wasn't ashamed of being a Jew. Amen. Praise God. And she perceived him being a Jew. Thousand thou being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria. For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now watch what he said. She said, we have no dealings with the Samaritans. There's no communion with the Samaritans and the Jews. Amen. They don't have no fellowships together. Amen. They don't sit down and talk. They don't sit down and eat together. They don't sit down and converse together. They don't buy from one another. And they don't sell to one another. They were separated. Amen. Praise God. She said, you have no dealings with us at all. Praise God. But Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. Amen. Do you think tonight that when he pulled up there to the well and he sat down, that he knew somebody was coming?
Amen.
Amen. He knew when he told them, he said, yeah, we must needs go through Samaria. He knew that there was somebody that needed something, praise God, and he had it for them. Amen. He knew somebody would come to that well and somebody would be needing a drink of water. But he says, give me a drink. Amen. She says, hey, listen, don't you realize that I'm a woman of Samaria? How is it you ask me? He said, don't have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Now he's fixing to lay it on her. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is, saith to thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldst have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. The gift that keeps on giving. Praise the Lord. It had been given already. Amen. It's there for the asking. That gift of life, that gift of living water, praise God, was there in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. That gift, praise God, it's a gift from God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the gift of God. And Jesus said to this Samaritan woman, an old lost Gentile, praise God, he said, listen, if you knew who it was that's talking to you, and if you would have asked, he would give you living water. Amen. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Well, Jacob's well, they say, is 105 feet deep. Amen. If you didn't have something to draw with, you wasn't going to get water out of that well. Amen. They dug that well, praise God. And they capped it off, praise God. And they had things that they would use when they come to drop down in and draw up that water. And she said, hey, listen, you don't have anything to draw with, and the well's deep. Amen. I'm afraid the world that we're living in tonight ain't got nothing to draw with, and the well's deep. Praise God. He said, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus says this. She says, praise God. He said, she basically said, who do you think you are? He said, are you greater than Abraham, our fathers, praise God, that drilled that dug this well and took of it themselves? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. Amen. He said, this water, it might satisfy you for a moment, but he said, you'll get thirsty again. Amen. Listen, there's a whole lot of things that this world's got that we'll think of satisfies for just a moment in time, but just a moment, and you're thirsty again. Amen. About all this world has to offer, praise God, is temporal at best. Praise the Lord. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, he offers you the gift of the Spirit, praise God, glory, hallelujah, and no man has to ask for it. God has already furnished it in Jesus Christ, our Savior. When we come unto him, water that quenches your thirst, or you're not thirsty again. It refreshes the soul and the body. Amen. Where you feel refreshed, it cleanses you, praise God, of the things that defile. It washes you and makes you clean, praise God. That's what the water does, praise the Lord. It renders to the earth the fruitfulness thereof. We can't make it without water. Amen. You can make it without food, they say, for about 40 days. Some of us got a little extra baggage hanging on. We could probably go a little longer. But you can't make it without water. Amen. If you don't have water, you die in a short while. Amen. And Jesus said that whosoever drank of this water shall thirst again and again. But verse 14, watch this. He said, but whosoever drank of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. I like that water, don't you? Praise His holy name. He said, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine this little old woman that every day about this time she probably sneaks down there to the well to draw out the water, carry it back up there to the house to use for whatever she needs it. And by the time she uses it and gets back and goes back to the well, she's thirsting again. Thirsting again, it's just an everyday thing. It's a continual thing that just keeps going and going and going. Praise God. And she asked the questions, you know, how are you greater than him? How is this water better? And praise God, he said, I give it to a water that'll be a well of water springing up in you. Praise God. Like an artesian well that just keeps a giving water every day, all day, every day. Praise God. And I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise the Lord. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. She said, Lord, I'd like to have some of this water. She said, give me of this water. See, her mind was prepared. She was thinking on it. She said, glory, hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good not to have to come daily and try to get just a little water to nourish my soul, praise God, to nourish my body, to clean me up and clean me out, praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have to do that every day? Praise God. The Lord told her, notice what the Lord does. He said, go call thy husband and come hither. Amen. He said, yeah, well, I said, well, if you want that water, just go call your husband. Come here. And this woman said, and one answer said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Amen. Now watch this. He's preparing her and getting her ready for something. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said, said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands. He whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see what takes place. So we see her, she's talking to this man who's a Jew. She talks to this man as sir. And praise God, she's getting ready to talk to this man as a prophet. And the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. How'd she know that? I believe this little old woman knew something about the Word of God. I mean, somebody had told her something somewhere about the Word of God, about the things of God. She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Amen. She said, we worship here in this mountain. And said, you say we ought to worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus says this. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is Jews. Salvation comes from a Savior. Salvation comes from a Messiah. Amen. That was promised to the Jews. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus introduces himself to her. Praise God. He takes the little bit of information that she knows. You know what? There's a whole lot of people in this world that have a little bit of information about God and God and know a little bit about the Lord Jesus Christ. But they just like the devil, they don't know him in the free pardon of sin. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of nudging, just a little bit of encouragement, just a little bit of adjustment to help them to know that there's a God of heaven. And she says, I perceive you're a prophet, so I believe we worship here, we worship here. She said, can you tell me what we're doing wrong? Can you tell me where we need to go? Praise the Lord. He said, salvation is Jews. He said, but there cometh, verse 23, and now is, when the true worshipers. Now watch this. He's not talking about just any worshipers. He's talking about true worshipers. Amen. Praise God. You know what we need today? We need some true worshipers. I'm talking about people who come together to worship God in spirit and truth because He is God. Amen. Amen. Not because we have to, but because we get to. Because He is God. Amen. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. We'll take the Spirit of God and the truth of God, and we'll worship God in that spirit and that truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. So Jesus is that salvation, praise God. Salvation is of the Jews. And they seek and praise God, God the Spirit, praise God, in which to worship. Verse 24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So said, God is a spirit. Amen. He's talking about an eternal God. The God of heaven and the God of earth. Amen. Praise God. A God who provides, and a God that grows, and a God that manifests, and a God that upholds, and a God that does the things that God does. I mean, he's talking, God is a spirit. It's an infinite spirit. It's the great Spirit of God. Amen. Just be careful. Don't grieve the Spirit. I mean, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they're three, but they're all one. He said, if we're going to worship, we're going to have to worship Him in the Spirit. And the woman saith unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. So even the Samaritans, heathens, they was looking for Jesus to come. Amen. They was looking for the Lord to come, which is called Christ, the Anointed One. She said, we're looking for the Messiah of God, the Messiah of the Jews, the Anointed One of God. And said, when He has come, He will tell us all things. Now watch this. Jesus said, now I thought it's pretty wild because Jesus hadn't come straight out and just told anybody. He said, I am the Messiah. Amen. I'm the Messiah of God. I'm the promise. Hadn't told nobody yet. But he said, I must needs go to Samaria. And there was a little woman come to the well to draw water. And she said, Lord. She said, when Messiah comes, which is the Christ, the Anointed One of God, said, He's going to tell us all the everything we need to know. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. Can you imagine that? The first one that He revealed Himself to as the Messiah, the Anointed One of God. That's who she said, wasn't it? The Christ. Said, when He comes, He'll tell us everything that we need to know. He looked at her and he said, I am He. He go on me. He said, it's me. Praise God. He said, don't you know it blowed her mind? She said, really? You are the Christ, the Anointed One of God? Praise God. You say, but did she believe it? Yes, she believed it. He said, upon this came His disciples and marveled He talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And the woman, now watch this. The woman then left her water pot. Didn't need it no more. Amen. She done received a well of water. Praise God. And went her way into the city and saith to the men. Now watch this. Come see a man. Praise God. That's not in the imperfect tense, by the way. That's in the perfect tense. She literally says, come see the man. Come see the man. Praise God. Come see the man who told me all things that ever I did. Did she elaborate there a little bit? Did she tell a fib? No, he told her. He outlined her life. He said, ma'am, this is your life. But he said, I'm that water of life. He said, if you'll come to me, he said, I'll give you living water that'll spring up in you into eternal life. Praise God. Bible says, and then they went out of the city and came unto him. Praise God. She says, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She said, a man that could do that, the man that could do that, is not this the anointed one of God? What she said? She said, this is, she said, this was a, she said, this was a Jew, called him sir, called him a prophet, but then she called him Christ, the anointed one of God. Did she believe? Yes, she believed. She took it back to town with her. Amen. You know, when we believe, when we accept, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, we'll take it wherever we go. We'll tell people about it. She said, come see a man. Because we ought to be going everywhere. She said, come see a man. Let me show you a man. Let me show you Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Have you been saved? Praise God. By the marvelous grace of God. Do you know the Lord? Amen. A free pardon of sin. She said, come see a man. When they went out of the city, and then they went out of the city and came unto him. Praise God. Listen, they come to see this man Jesus. They come to see the Christ, the anointed one of God. Wonder what it takes to get people in. Wonder what it takes to get our people in. You know what it takes? It's going to take us saying, hey, come see a man. Come see, go to church with me. Come to church. Let's go see the man. Let me show you the man. Let me show you Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Come together to see the Lord. Then, in the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. So here this woman has gone, and she's gone to town, and she's telling everybody, Brother Bill, every time she comes in contact with, she says, hey, let me tell you something. I went down there to the well to draw water, and there's a man there. The man, it's the Christ. He told me everything ever I've done. Is this not the Messiah? Is this not the anointed one of God? He's the only one that can do that. It has to be him. Amen? It has to be. Could be no other. Praise the Lord. And while she's a bragging on Jesus, the fellows come in and say, hey, listen, Lord, here's you some food. Eat. I said, you need to eat. And the Bible said that, Bible said here in verse number 8. Now watch this. If you ain't careful, you skip over this and we miss it. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Amen. And they said, Lord, you need to eat. And he said, I have meat that you know not of. Praise the Lord. He therefore said his disciple one to another, hath any man brought him all to eat? Jesus knowed what they was thinking. Verse 34, Jesus saith unto him, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And then listen what he says. Now he's getting them ready for something. Now think about this. This woman is up in Samaria. She's in town and she's telling everybody she can grab a hold of. Hey, you got to come see a man that told me everything that ever I did. This is the Christ, the anointed one of God. Man, she's telling, she's broadcasting, she's screaming it abroad. And Jesus says this to the disciples. Say ye not there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Jesus said, hey, listen, fellas, that little old woman that just went running to town, she'll be coming back. And there may be a whole bunch of folks come with her. Amen. He said, it's not going to be four months, and then we're going to have a harvest. See, the seed's already been planted, but praise God, it's growing really fast. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labor and you entered into their labors. I thank Jesus, Brother Robert, he was saying, you know what, fellas? You went to get meat, but did you tell anybody about me? Did you tell anybody? See, that one little woman, praise God, she was at the well and she got her soul filled with Jesus. She went back to Samaria. She went back to town and she told everybody, praise God, about Jesus. Said he's down there by the well, glory, hallelujah. And said he's a well of water, praise God, and he springs up in your soul. But Brother Robert, it doesn't say here that the disciples brought anybody back with them. Man, Doesn't say here that they got that he said, I sent you out. He said, did anybody come back with you? Did you invite anybody to come see me? He said, you say 4 months to harvest. But he said, I want you to open your eyes and look, because the fields are white already, the harvest. Praise the Lord. Now watch this. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of that woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. He abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Because one little woman said, come see a man. The man Jesus. The church said, is this not the Christ? Praise God. That's not a question. It's more of a statement. It says, this is the anointed one of God. This is the one that's promised. Praise God. He's there. I saw him. Praise the Lord. And they said, glory, hallelujah. Something's happened. Because we've never seen you act like this before. Amen. We've seen you do some things. And they probably had, like the rest of us. But praise God, they said, we've never seen it on this fashion. And they gathered up and they went down to see the man. Praise God. Some of them believed because she said so. Amen. Praise God. She had so much confidence, so much assurance. There was so much change in her. She left that old water pot and she went home filled with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That water of life springing up in her in the newness of life, eternal life. In Jesus Christ, everlasting life in Christ. Praise the Lord. And them folks in Samaria, they said, you know what? We got to go see this. If ain't somebody down there said something that changed her this much, we got to see it. You know what? People ought to be all over this county, praise God, to see our lives and the way that we live. And say, you know what? They something to them. I won't go up our Stony Fort and see what they've got. I want to see what they're getting. I want to get in on this. Because I'd like to be like they are. Seems like they got so much joy. They got happiness, amen. They got confidence. And it has to be in the Lord. I think I'll just go with them and just see if I can see the Lord. The anointed one of God. The Christ that they have in their heart. Amen. Praise God. Just like the woman at the well. Praise the Lord. They've seen her. They saw what Christ had done and what he could do. Some of them believed because of her testimony, and others believed because they heard his word. That's what makes the difference. That's what changes old sinners into saved, old lost sinners into saved sinners. Amen. Praise God for the glory of God. Come see a man that does all that. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Praise God.